Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 8:16, down 9 on the open. December 8:36, down 13 and a quarter. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 7:85, down 8 and 3 quarters on the open. December 8:12, down 6 and a half. March 8:34, down 9 on the open. September corn opened at 4:89, down 8 and a quarter on the open. December 5:07, down 10. March 5:29, down 7 and 3 quarters. May 5:42, down 7. July 5:55, down 3 and a half. September 5:60 and a half, down 10. And December of 2009, 5:60, down 4 and a half on the open. August beans open at 12:30, up 15 on the open. September 12:01, up 11 and a half. November 12:10, up 14. January 12:26, up 12 and a half. March 12:46, up 17 and 3 quarters. And November of 2009, 12:30, up 22 on the open. September soybean meal opened at $3.2850, up $3 on the open. August soybean oil opened at $50.75, up $34 on the open. September $50.80, up $22. August live cattle opened at $102.15, down $15 on the open. October $106.85, up $2.50. August feeders open at $115.40, down 37 and a half on the open. September 1.1740, down 32 and a half. August lean hogs open at 89.20, down 77 and a half on the open. October 76.95, down 25. And August bellies open at 72.75, up 1.45 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone if you're driving on over. Panelists include Mike Zuzolo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, as well as Lee Goss of EFG Group out of Chicago, Illinois. It'd be very interesting to hear what a Chicago trader has to say about today's USDA numbers. If you're in the area, go over to the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute this evening at 7 o'clock for another one of our Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required, and we hope to see you there. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Before we get into particulars, let's just get your general comments about the reports today.
Well, I think, the first thing we looked at that sort of shocked everybody as we looked at it, Dave, was the 155 bushel yield that the government came out with. We know that this is somewhat of a beauty contest because there was limited ear measurement because of the development that went along compared to usual at this point in time. But that is a very huge number and a great jump up from our 148 the last month. I think the other thing we looked at was, of course, the bean number at 40.5, decreasing a little bit. And let's talk about the size of the beans being so much shorter, and that's why we're seeing a little more enthusiasm there in the bean pit. But, a real big corn yield leaving Iowa the same as last year at 171 bushel with all the problems we heard out there, why they've made a tremendous recovery. So that's our first thoughts. But I think the one thing that we all are looking at tremendously is the amount of decrease we've seen over the last 2 weeks in both of the corn and the bean market. Dave, and wondering if these numbers can solidify maybe what could be a bottom near term.
Well, the old saying is that big crops get bigger, and boy, do we have a huge corn crop out there now. You go to the last page of the NAS crop production report, and you get information relative to its reliability, including what they like to call the root mean square error. In other words, how far off can it be in one direction or another? And in this report, They say there's a 66%, it's a 2 of 3 chance that the corn crop will range between 145.235 and 164.765 bushel per acre for the final yield. What are your thoughts? Is this crop going to get bigger September and October?
I'm not thinking that it probably will, Dave, and that I'm saying that out of the fact that I think that we're going to see some problem areas out there when they do handle, and it takes a good yield clear across the field to average that 155. You know, that's the second highest yield ever. So I think that we might have seen, I'm not saying that necessarily it needs to get smaller, but I don't think that we'll see it enlarge.
One of the interesting questions that we'll be asking Joe Persaki when he comes in for the Commodity Week this weekend on Saturday, Friday evening on the web, by the way, at WILAG.org, is how many plots did they measure where the holes were, and how many plots did they measure in close proximity to those holes in terms of trying to figure out what the yields were?
You know, and that's a very hard thing. And, you know, we're hearing a lot of thermal imaging in some of the places like that, and there are a few more spots than what it would look like from the road and what's going on that way. Now, we think this crop has improved greatly over the last, 50 days. As we look at it, Dave, you know, there has been great improvement. This crop looked and started terribly poor and terribly ragged and has done a great improvement. But we're not sure it's going to improve any more than 155 bushel once all said and done.
Well, it's a huge number, and it's a number that is certainly going to take the agronomists that we talk to by complete surprise. They're looking at numbers that range in from 140 to 145.
You know, I'm going to be a little more optimistic than that. I think that when it's said and done, we'll probably be closer to the 150, 151 than we will to the 145. But I don't know that we're going to be at the 155 or above.
Was there anything in the world numbers that caught your eye all morning? We've been talking about pretty much U.S. numbers.
Well, as we looked at some of the other countries, the production wasn't quite as strong as what we thought it might be. The usage has stayed very strong, and I think that that's just the world numbers not enlarging as much as we thought they maybe mm-hmm. could have.
All right, then. So what do we do with these numbers? Let's say for a moment our average price for marketing corn, because we thought $4 was a pretty good number, is 420 or 435 or 440, something like that. You want to re-own this corn at this price level?
Dave, we did repurchase via calls and also a little bit of corn this morning on the open. We did feel that this was an opportunity that give us a chance to possibly put ourselves back in the market on a few bushels that we probably did price too soon, and give us the opportunity on the next little run-up to go ahead and price a little more.
What kind of calls were looking good for you today?
You know, I think that we went a little out, so we didn't have to spend as much. We wanted to spend 15 cents or less. So
March calls then? Did you go out to the March or?
Actually, we stayed in the December this morning, Dave. So, you know, around the $6 calls is what we looked at mostly this morning.
And what are you telling your producers regarding marketings for beans?
I think that, you know, if we haven't, we're sitting tight on our hands on the beans. We did not, unfortunately, we did not push sales as much as we probably should have at higher levels. But we think there is, this report today tells us that the beans are still a very valuable commodity and are probably going to stay somewhat strong. You know, and of course, we haven't mentioned it yet this morning, but the crude oil is still going to be somewhat of the bellwether that tells us whether we can push through the next level or not.
Do you think that that when it is all said and done in our neck of the woods, where they can hear us talk primarily, that cash will be king in the fall?
I think that sales have dried up now. I think there's been a lot of sales made previously, as we've said many, many times. But I think that there will be some activity. I mean, I think that we should see a little bit tighter basis to try to keep things moving, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick, September wheat in Kansas City at 822, down 3. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 788, down 5 3/4. December 813, down 5 1/2. September corn 493, down 4 1/4. December 511 1/2, down 5 1/2. March, 533.5 down 3.25. May, 550 up 1. August beans, 1225 up 10. September, $12 up 10.5. November, 1208 up 12. January, 1228 up 14.5. August soybean meal, 332.50 up 6.20. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.